2 Samuel chapter 3. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. And to David's sons were born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Ammon, of Ahinom the Jezreelites. And his second, Chalib, of Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite, and the third, Absalom the son of Maacah the daughter of Talmai king of Geshur. And the fourth, Adonijah the son of Haggit, and the fifth, Shephatiah the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, by Eglah David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine, whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, and Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" Then Abner was very angry because of the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head, I who show kindness this day to the house of Saul your father against Judah, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hand of David, that you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? So God do to Abner, and more also, if I do not do to David as the Lord Jehovah has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Whose is the land?" Saying also, "Make your league, alliance, with me, and, indeed, my hand will be with you, to bring about all Israel to you." And he, David, said, "Well, I will make a league with you. But one thing I require of you, that is, you shall not see my face, except you first bring Michal Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth Saul's son, saying, "Deliver to me my wife Michal, whom I married for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent, and took her from her husband, even from Phaltiel the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along weeping behind her to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go, return." And he returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "You sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it. Because the Lord Jehovah has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David the first will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of all their enemies.'" And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel, and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men who were with him a feast. And Abner said to David, "I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a league, alliance, with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires." And David sent Abner away. And he went in peace. And, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop, and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron. Because he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the host, army, that was with him had come, they told Joab, saying, "Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he has gone in peace." Then Joab came to the king, and said, "What have you done? Abner came to you. Why is it that you have sent him away, and he is quite gone? Do you not know that Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you, and to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you do?" And when Joab had left David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. And when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and struck him there under the fifth rib, that he died, to avenge the blood of Asahel his brother. And afterward when David heard it, he said, "I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord Jehovah forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab, and on all his father's house. And let there not fail from the house of Joab one who has an issue, or who is a leper, or who leans on a staff, or who falls on the sword, or who lacks bread." So Joab and Abishai his brother killed Abner, because he had killed their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. And David said to Joab, and to all the people who were with him, "Tear your clothes, and clothe yourselves with sackcloth, and mourn before Abner." And King David himself followed the stretcher which carried the dead body. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice, and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king cried greatly over Abner, and said, Did Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put into fetters, as a man falls before wicked men, so you fell. And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David swore, saying, So God do to me, and more also, if I taste bread, or anything else, until the sun goes down. And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatever the king did pleased all the people. Because all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to kill Abner the son of Ner. And the king said to his servants, Do you not know that a great man and a prince has fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And these men the sons of Zeruiah are too hard for me. The Lord Jehovah shall reward the one who does evil according to his wickedness.